Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the reprehension of revenge. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported to have said, La sudada ma'an tiqamin. There is no glory with revenge. There is no glory with revenge. Revenge is something reprehensible and it's not something good. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated to have said something in a similar tradition. As he said, hastening to revenge is the greatest of sins. He considers it one of the greatest sins. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following, It is written in the Torah. The Torah, which is one of the books of the Jews. Imam Sadiq said, the following is written there. O son of Adam, if you are oppressed with injustice, then be content with my help for you. For my help for you is better than your help for yourself. Meaning, if you're wronged, if you're oppressed, right? If somebody wrongs you and oppresses you, and you know you have the ability to take revenge on the person, and do so, it's better for you not to do so, but rather be content and happy with the idea that, you know, in the akhirat, in the hereafter, God Almighty will apply His justice and secure your right, from the person who has oppressed you. Finally, Imam Ali, in a beautiful hadith, says the following regarding revenge. The worst of actions of an empowered person is revenge. أَقْبَهُ أَفْعَالِ الْمُقْتَدِرِ الْإِنْتِقَامِ If somebody has power, you know, over somebody, right, let's say that it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody who holds some government position. Let's say there's a father, right, and when he has a son, and, you know, the son does something wrong, you know, he disrespects his father. This person, his father, he has the power, you know, to take revenge on the child, right, to say, so to speak, to punish him, you know, to give him a slap on the face, right? Taking revenge on this small child, when you have the power to do so, is, you know, according to this hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the worst of actions. And in a similar hadith, Imam Sadiq says the following, Whoever is kind to you, be kind to them. And whoever belittles you, be kind to yourself by ignoring him. You know, so instead of somebody disrespects you, instead of you taking revenge on them, saying something back to them, or, you know, physically, you know, scolding them, reprehending them, right, it's better for you just to ignore them and go on your way. This is more virtuous and morally acceptable. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reprehensibility of revenge in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali آل محمد.